Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with his Middle East news update today. This is a key report on what is happening in this strategic region of the world. David and I will discuss what's happening in the Middle East right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing with a number of issues, including the fact that Jewish prayer is returning to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. David will come to this microphone in a moment right here at PTIB. I want to remind you that in my prophecy bookstore, I have a number of items that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. With David's Middle East News Update, we have a number of issues that you can take into consideration to study, and in particular, the fact that Jewish prayers have returned to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This is indicating we're very close now to the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, which was forecast by the ancient Jewish prophets. There's a way that you can study how this is all making sense in the days in which we're living by getting a copy of my DVD documentary, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited. I look at all the preparations, the personalities, and the projects as it relates to the temple being put up onto the Temple Mount. Again, the title of that DVD documentary, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited, it's at my prophecy bookstore on my website, prophecytoday.com. David is the man who covers the Middle East as a journalist for over 30 years. And David, I guess the top story has to be the Israelis are going to a third election in 1 year. That is historic, is it not?
It is, Jimmy. In fact, we had never had two elections in the same year like we've already had this year. And to follow it up with the third round, it's going to be on March 2nd, is unprecedented, historic, but a real balagan, as you sometimes say, the Hebrew word for a mess, political stalemate continuing. And that's the issue, Jimmy. We have a very, very popular, long-standing prime minister, very popular with about 40-45% of the electorate, very similar to a president that currently runs the United States, a very solid base, but with a lot of people, at least an equal number, very much opposed to him and have been for some time. And, of course, he's caught up in three different cases, legal cases against him, Netanyahu is, and may be prosecuted, is being prosecuted, but may be convicted of those, and President Trump is facing the impeachment process. So very similar trends there, but in the American system, we don't go to new elections. They're still scheduled for next November, and that won't change, but in Israel's parliamentary system, of course, they can happen at any time. But all the opinion polls show, Jimmy, that while the blue and white party of Benny Gantz is going to pick up more seats, 37 is the projection, that would be nearly a third of the Knesset, the Likud will still get around 31 to 32. So it's going to end up, according to the polls now, about where it ended up last time, a little stronger on the blue and white, but still not enough for Gantz to form a coalition government without several other major parties, including the Russian-Israel-Beitenu party of Lieberman. So that's the stalemate, and it continues.
Yes, and we'll have Winky Madad come to this broadcast table in a moment, go a bit more in depth as we look at the third election upcoming March the 2nd next year. This week, David, the Israeli foreign minister said bombing Iran to stop its nuclear program is an option. It's on the table. We haven't heard that kind of a talk in quite a while.
Well, we haven't, Jimmy, but of course, until recent months, Iran was more or less, some say less, but abiding by this nuclear deal that President Obama arranged. They were not enriching uranium beyond what they were allowed. They were still continuing to do some. Now they've broken through that. They've come to the point where all the experts are saying they could have a nuclear weapon within just months. They certainly have continued with their ballistic missile upgrades and testing all along. That never stopped, which Israel at least considered a violation of UN agreements, but the Iranians were still doing that. So now the prospect of Iran getting nuclear weapons in the coming weeks and months is a very, very viable one, a very real one. That's the game changer here. And it's not being done in secret. They're openly spinning uranium at these higher levels, which means they are weapons-grade levels. And it is a very grave threat, of course, to Israel. And Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, is not alone. Benny Gantz says it. Pretty much all Israeli politicians say that Iran acquiring nuclear weapons is totally off the table. They will not allow that to happen. If that takes a military strike, they'll do it. And, Jimmy, it would have the overwhelming support of most Israelis. So that's just the reality on the ground, and that conflict is not over by any means.
And, of course, Iran responding immediately, saying that they will give a crushing response to any Israeli aggression. So this could spark that major war in the Middle East we often talk about.
Well, it could, Jimmy, but we had an important pushback against Iran this week, and that came from Lebanon. Several of the leaders of the country who are not Shiite Muslims strongly denounced a statement made by a leading Iranian military official that a war could be launched exclusively from Lebanon, and that there's enough of a proxy force there, Hezbollah, the militia, with, as we know, well over 100,000 missiles, many of them now precision-guided so they can hit targets accurately from hundreds of miles away, that they would maybe just strike Israel from Lebanon alone. Well, again, that produced this rebuke from the leaders of Lebanon, the other leaders of Lebanon, saying, no way, we're not going to allow our country to be used as a staging ground for a war that we're not initiating and that we don't want. So that has to give the Iranians pause. But, Jimmy, as I said last week, the economic sanctions are working. The pressure from the West and President Trump is working. We have the internal dissent in Iran growing and in other countries, including Lebanon and Iraq. And this may be cause for Iran to pull back, or it's just as likely it will be an incentive for them to really lash out and lash out soon. And the fierceness of their put down inside their own country of these protests against the rise of fuel prices and, well, really against the mullahs running the show for so long, unelected, indicates that they are willing to kill if they have to stay in power. And the Israelis are very, very aware of that, considering that their statements all the time are, we will wipe out Tel Aviv, we will wipe out Haifa, this sort of thing, we will destroy the Jewish state.
David, what do you hear about Russia gaining influence with the Palestinians at the United States' expense? That's a very interesting development.
Well, Jimmy, the Russians are gaining influence with everyone at the United States' expense, it seems, throughout the region. This includes Saudi Arabia. This includes several of the Gulf states. It definitely includes Egypt. It definitely includes Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other Palestinian opposition groups. But, of course, the Palestinian Authority wants to get in on that act, and Vladimir Putin is just on a roll. Wasn't started by Donald Trump. It was President Obama, really, that started to pull American influence back in the region by literally pulling troops out of the area initially. And, of course, President Trump has continued that to a certain extent, especially by scaling back. Now, he didn't pull all forces out of Syria like he originally said he would do, but scaling them back considerably, although they've increased troop presence in the Gulf. We've talked about that, and U.S. Ships have increased there in recent months. But overall, the president's view is we need to focus on America and not be involved in everybody else's wars. And there has been, of course, this ongoing war in Afghanistan for, well, since 9/11, really. It's a popular stand, as we know, in the United States. So Putin is taking advantage of that and definitely stepping up his presence and support for the Palestinians is, of course, key to that. It's not so important militarily, but it is the cause that gets a lot of the Arab world going. even though a lot of them blame the Palestinian leadership and their internal disputes for the fact that they haven't been able to beat Israel or achieve any sort of real peace. Nevertheless, that is the darling cause, as it were, of the Middle East, and Putin knows that and is taking full advantage of that.
David, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Jewish prayers have returned to the Temple Mount, even though it's in contradiction to Muslim law. Give us an update on that.
Well, Jimmy, there's been two reasons why Jews have not been able to freely pray up on the Temple Mount all of these years since 1967, when they recaptured the old city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, of course, the heart of that. And that has been the Palestinian Waqf, the Muslim authorities that run the show up on top. But it's also, more importantly, been the Israeli police that have an outpost, as you know, on the northeast corner of the Temple Mount, a small building that I've been in several times. And they would enforce that status quo agreement, as it were, between Jordan and Israel, that Jews would not openly pray upon the Temple Mount. In recent years, the police have been turning the other way, and this has been stepped up significantly in recent months, so that more and more Jews are going up, gathering in small groups, especially near the Eastern Gate, the Golden Gate, in that area, which is the furthest you can get from the Al-Aqsa Mosque that's up there and the Dome of the Rock Shrine. It's in one, well, really in the eastern edge of the Temple Mount. But still the police see this and have just not been enforcing that ban. And so the Waqf still tries to. They still disrupt these prayer groups and scream and yell. I've seen this firsthand many times, actually. But it doesn't have the same strength as the Israeli police coming over and saying to their fellow countrymen, hey, you can't do this. This violates the status quo agreement. Well, it's just another indication, Jimmy, that the Jewish interest in the Temple Mount is growing. Not that it hasn't always been strong, but it is growing. And again, that move towards rebuilding the temple itself is also continuing to grow throughout the country.
And of course, praying on the Temple Mount, a necessity when the temple is up. Training the Jewish people to be ready to do that is a part of this entire move as well. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East, he's done it for many years. He gives us his great insight when we ask him questions about the current events happening in this key region of the world. David, thank you so very much. Key report, good report today. We'll have another one next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.
Very important Middle East news update from David Dolan. You do not want to miss it. We have this report on a weekly basis from David Dolan and his Middle East news update. Very interesting statement David gave us when he talked about prayers up on the Temple Mount. Since 1967, the Jews have been restricted from praying on the Temple Mount. This sacred holy site is the place of prayer for all Jews and even the nations of the world. With Israeli police allowing these Jewish prayers to take place, it is a step closer to the temple being restored to the Temple Mount as well. The ancient Jewish prophets tell us that there will be a temple and Jewish prayers up on the Temple Mount in the last days. That's Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. These prophecies are at the point of being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. There's a way that you can study how this is all making sense in the days in which we're living by getting a copy of my DVD documentary, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited. I look at all the preparations, the personalities, and the projects as it relates to the temple being put up onto the Temple Mount. Again, the title of that DVD documentary, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited, it's at my Prophecy Bookstore on my website, prophecytoday.com. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.